Yes, a very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Nakari. I'm coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your say by calling from that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. I take this opportunity to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black. National Talk Black, have your saying yarn up strong. Okay, I'm going to jump straight in and talk about, Stroke Foundation urges increased stroke awareness to help close the gap in health outcomes. The theme of the 2023 National Close the Gap Day, that was on Thursday, 16 March, is strong culture, strong youth, our legacy, our future, and focuses on achieving positive long-term health goals. With that, we're going to catch over yarn now with Luke Hayes, Stroke Foundation National Manager and Reconciliation Action Plan Project Lead, and talk about this space. And a very good morning to you, Luke. How are you?
Oh, not bad, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Luke?
I'm based in Whadjuk Noongar country in Perth, Western Australia.
Okay, Noongar, big shout out there. Thank you very much. Look, a very important yarn we're having here. Talking about Stroke Foundation urges increased stroke awareness to help close the gap in health outcomes. So please enlighten us, my brother. Thank you.
Yeah, look, we've become more aware of the bigger risk that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples have regarding stroke. And we know now that First Nations people in Australia are between two and three times more likely to have a stroke than non-Indigenous Australians. So that's a big gap. We also know that First Nations peoples are more likely to have a stroke on average 17 years earlier than non-Indigenous Australians. And they're also almost twice as likely and almost twice as likely to die from having a stroke. So those statistics are really, very...
The high numbers, very sad numbers. In regards to the stroke awareness initiatives, what can we do regarding awareness of a stroke?
Yeah, well, the good news is that 80% of strokes are preventable, so there's things that we can all do to change those statistics for ourselves and for our communities, which is great. There's also really big strengths in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture. I think, being aware of culture and being linked in with your community and being on country, it's an enormous strength to offset some of those risks. But what we really encourage people to do is to recognise stroke in yourself or in one of your loved ones, your family. And the way that we can do that is to think fast. And so that
acronym for fast
message. Yeah. So it stands for, the F is for face. Mm-hmm. So check the person's face. Has their mouth drooped on one side? The A is for arms. Can they lift both arms above their head? S is for speech. Is their speech slurred? Do they understand you when you talk? Mm-hmm. And then T is for time. And it's critical then that if you see any of those signs with their face, hello, their arms, their speech, you call 000 or get to a health worker as soon as possible.
Yes. All right, so it is a team effort, isn't it? We've got to be alert, be aware, but we as individuals need to do our bit as well, looking after ourselves. The smoking, the drinking, the fitness,
So it's about eating healthily, so we don't eat too much salt or fat, that we're not, drinking lots of alcohol, so keep your alcohol to a minimum. Don't smoke. If you smoke, try and get help to give up. And also make sure that you're doing exercise, moderate exercise most days, because that all those things can help not just with stroke but for lots of medical conditions and health problems.
Yep. So very important. Well, thank you for the yarn. And so, look, a big shout out to all our mob out there. The Stroke Foundation urges increased stroke awareness to help close the gap in health outcomes. Longevity. We need our mob living long on this life. And if you ain't going to do it for yourself, do it for your grandchildren, do it for your children, and do it for your family. Let's be strong. You
thank
there?
You.
Yeah, Luke. Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
But thank you for your yarn there, Luke, and all the best to you and your team, your family. Stay safe, and we'll yarn soon, my friend.
Great. You too.
Take care, mate. Bye-bye, Luke.
Bye.
A deadly yarn there. Luke Hayes, his name is, a Stroke Foundation National Manager and Reconciliation Action Plan Project Lead. And talking about the Stroke Foundation urges increased stroke awareness to help close the gap in health outcomes. And just talk about the acronym that Luke was talking about there, FAST. And FAST acronym stands for FACE, check their face. Has their mouth drooped? Arms, can they lift both arms? Speech, is their speech slurred? Do they understand you? Time is critical. If you see any of these signs, call 000 straight away. So there it is. Let's look after yourselves, you mob. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, Tjuddeluy Mob, that's the track treaty. Yes, that's a full-on conversation, isn't it? That's happening right now, Yothi Yindi. Here on your daily program, National Talk Black, have your Zane Yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the bully on here, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob too, deadly. All right, this week, launching a brand new exhibition at the Courthouse Gallery here in Cairns called Colourful Country. This is by the Pomperau Art and Cultural Centre. With that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Paul Jakubowski, manager and at Pomperau Art and Cultural Centre. And on the line, we have Paul. Paul, very good morning. How are you? You there, Paul?
Hello.
How are you,
Trevor?
Going? Yes, Trevor. How are you?
Oh, I'm good.
Good, good. So you're the manager at Pomperau Art and Cultural Centre. Where does Paul Jakubowski stem from? Where do you come from, Paul?
Originally, I grew up in New Jersey, right outside of New York City.
Okay. And you're in the Cape of far north Queensland.
Yeah, 14 years.
Okay, beautiful. So, look, fantastic. Tell us about Colourful Country exhibition happening, opening tomorrow here in Cairns at the Courthouse Gallery.
Yeah, it's a wonderful show. We've got four women who have done 24 paintings.
Whoa.
And then there's like 16 ghost net sculptures done by a bunch of other artists.
All right, fantastic. And how long does the display go on for, Paul?
I think it's a month.
A month.
And it's at the old courthouse.
Yes.
On Abbott Street.
Okay, here in Cairns. Fantastic.
Yeah.
And how long have you held the reins as a manager at the Pomperau Art and Cultural Centre?
14 years.
14 years. Well,
come
there you go.
Come August. Yeah.
All right, fantastic. And so with the art, when we're talking about Pomperau, far north Queensland, of course you guys are part of CIAF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair too, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. We've done like 13 of those.
Yes. Fantastic. So this is nothing new for our artists who have the Colourful Country exhibition happening tomorrow.
Well, it's a lot of work.
Of course it is.
Putting it together and just restretching canvases and touching them up and shipping them down. And the Cairns Council crew set it all up.
Good.
A lot of time, a lot of energy.
Yes.
The artwork is, I think Pomperau artwork is very special.
Yes.
It's very unique. I mean, as far as paintings go, we seem to be landscape artists.
Mm.
And I'm not sure how this evolved, but whatever they do, as long as they finish it.
Yes.
I like it.
There you go. You know? That's beautiful.
Now, and when they love color. No, they're not
yes.
shy with the colors, and
good.
good. Every artist is very different. You know, you have Meredith Arkawookerum, who does a lot of birds, and Mylene Holroyd, who does a lot of landscapes.
Yes,
and Maeve Catherine Nagameta, who does a lot of more abstract type landscapes.
Okay.
And Jillian, she's kind of got this naive style going, and they're all very different. But they all love their colors
yes.
and bold brushstrokes.
And when you're talking landscape, are they sitting in front of the landscape to draw the picture, or is it a memory or visual?
Mostly
attitude?
It's from their imagination.
Yes,
you
yes.
know, I might give them a photograph, or they might ask for a photograph that we take, or something that inspires them, but mostly it's from their imagination.
Yeah,
I mean,
powerful.
It's definitely not dot painting or cross hatching. It's more of an impressionistic
fantastic.
View, and I really hope people come out to see it.
Sure. Are these young ladies or
no, they're
elders.
All, you know, 50s.
Okay, beautiful.
Early
just
60s.
Ladies? Any brothers on board?
Well, they've done the ghost net work.
Okay, thank you, yes.
That's what's special about the painting show is that it's a women's
all right, beautiful.
Painting show.
Yes, yes.
The ghost net work, I've got men's. Michael Norman and Kim Norman and Sid Bruce Short Joe. They won't be down tomorrow. Okay. Only the ladies are coming down.
All right. Good, good, good. Fantastic. And it runs for a month. And, of course, at exhibitions, of course, the work is for sale. So if anyone comes through and wants to purchase, we'll take anybody's money, won't we?
Yeah, they're all reasonably priced. I mean, they're Cairns prices. They're not,
international market prices.
Prices.
Yeah, beautiful. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And so artists/entrepreneurs, the ladies are.
Yeah, and one of them just walked in, and I've got two artists here.
Oh, good.
Eileen Holroyd and Meredith that I mentioned.
Yes. Can we say hello?
Would you like me to go get Mylene?
Yeah, yes. Let's have a yarn. Quick, please.
We call her Milo.
Mila.
Milo, like the drink.
Oh, Milo. Oh, hot Milo. Have a cup of hot Milo.
Where'd she go? You're going to have to talk to Meredith first.
Meredith.
I don't know where. Did you see where Milo went? I don't know. Here, I'll let you. Meredith? I've got ABC Radio. And they're doing interviews with the artists. They were supposed to interview Milo, but she left.
She's going to walk about. Who there? Meredith?
She'll be back in a minute. Okay. I told her not to go anywhere, but you know how it is.
Anyway,
this is Meredith.
Hey, Meredith.
She probably has the most paintings in the show.
Okay, Meredith, you there? Hello?
A lot of beautiful rainbow lorikeets and such.
Yeah, good.
And here she is.
Hello, Meredith.
Hello,
let me take my hearing
aid out. Hello, my sister. This is Trevor. How are you? Hello, Meredith.
All right.
Yes?
Can you hear us?
Hello, Meredith. You there, Meredith?
Hello? Hang on a second.
Yep.
All right, there you go.
Meredith, hello? Good morning. Hello, Meredith.
How
are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, good. My name's Trevor. Murray from the Curry. How are you, sister?
I'm all right, thank you, brother.
Yeah, good, good, good. How long have you been an artist, Meredith?
Since I joined them in 2018.
2018? Oh, so not long. You're kicking goals. You're having some deadly work now. You're part of the Colourful Country exhibition?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Yeah, good, good,
the
good.
The country is here all right, and we work with helping each other and, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
And landscape, is that the sort of work you do, Meredith? You paint landscape, do you?
I do sometimes, but most of all I do my totem.
Oh, totem, okay.
Yeah,
and you want to share with us your totem?
The rainbow lorikeet.
Oh, rainbow lorikeet, okay, beautiful.
Yeah, the pretty feathered.
Well, you're painting with spirit then, my sister. You there? Yeah?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, good. I said you're painting with spirit. If you're painting your totem, that's good connection there, sister.
Yes, it's connection to me for my identity
and
my homeland, yeah.
Well, congratulations.
And the language we speak.
Yes. Powerful. And, of course, you've been at KIAF, Kansas Indigenous Art Fair, have you?
I've been to KIAF last year.
Yes, all right, beautiful. So it can open up doors for you. I thank you very much for sharing, and good luck with it all. Colourful Country Exhibition. Good yarning with you. And just to let Paul know, Bama Bipra Media, BBM, 98.7, Indigenous Radio Station.
All right, I got Mylene Holroyd here now. Would you like to say hello to her?
Please, Milo, yes.
Hello?
Hello, Milo. Trevor here, how are you?
Hello.
How are you going?
Hello, can you hear us?
I can hear it. Can she hear me? Milo?
Uh-oh.
No, lost. No. Paul, you there?
Trevor?
Yes, Paul, you there? No, lost him. All good, all good. Beautiful yarn. That was Paul Jakubowski. He's the manager at the Pomperia Art and Cultural Centre. Had two of his artists there. I couldn't hear Milo. Had a yarn with Meredith. And they've got their exhibition happening tomorrow, Colourful Country, here in Cairns at the Courthouse Gallery in Abbott Street. So they're there for a month. You mob coming up here for a holiday, going out to the reef, going on the Coranda Sky Rail, coming down on the train, what have you. Go and check out the art gallery that the Pompera Art and Cultural Centre are exhibiting at the Colourful Country. Well, the Colourful Country is the exhibition, and that's happening tomorrow for a month. So there it is. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Peace, perfect.
Yeah, that's called Perfect Peace. Sylvia Barlow here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Yarn up with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong. All right, the next segment, Which Way Yarning, proudly sponsored by Pekoni, Brinsmead and Edmonton here in Cairns. They give us a box of fruit here at Bumbabrip Media. Healthy living, healthy lifestyle, and thank them very much for sharing that deadly tucker. Chew on a banana rather than Mars bar, you mob. Keep it healthy. All right, we've got Senior Sergeant Glenn Deloy come to join us. Also have PLO, Police Liaison Officer Stephen Grant, and they brought bodyguard Simon Windler, who's first year constable, come to join us. And a very good morning to you all. How are we, gentlemen?
Good morning, Trevor.
Good.
Fantastic. Great to see you. Start with you, my brother. Who are you, mob? Where are you from?
Me?
Yeah, you. The one right next to me.
Proud Jidwell boy from the tropical coastlines of the Cardinal Mission Beach.
Yes.
Rainforest.
There you go. And we have a table and a senior sergeant here, Glenn Deloy.
Yep.
Atherton,
eh? Yep.
And living up there, so you commute.
I commute, that's
down
right.
Down here to Edmonton, is that right?
Yep.
That's how it works?
Up and down the range each day, yep.
Yeah, so, sure.
Yep, missed the tree that fell over on the range this morning, so...
Is it time is everything in life,
it is,
eh?
Mate. Yep.
There it is.
Yep.
And bodyguard, Simon Windler, first year constable, very good morning to you. How are you, mate?
Good, thank you.
Good. First year, as in, you still got your training wheels on, you could say.
Yeah, only 5 weeks in now.
5 weeks in, okay. Yeah. And stem from Townsville in regard to academy?
No, Brisbane.
Brisbane, okay, right. Yeah, and regarding your post, did you ever say to where you want to get posted?
No, didn't say this time.
All right, you've been up here before, Far North Queensland?
Yeah, I've lived here about 5 years. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, welcome home.
Yeah, thanks.
Good to see you, brother. We should do lunch. All right, our topic today, gentlemen, we're talking about personal mobility devices.
Yes, otherwise known as... E-scooters.
E-scooters, okay, yeah. There you go.
Now, that we try and steer away from the word scooter because it implies that it's a child's toy, okay?
Oh.
And so we, but they are scooters.
Sure. Is that why personal mobility devices?
Yep, and look, that's what's written into the legislation as well. So,
okay.
So that's how we would define a e-scooter, personal mobility devices, and they're determined by a number of things in legislation. So, and look, I won't.
Of course, legislation. I'm just going to say, Senior Sergeant Glenn Deloy, legislation is Queensland legislation.
Correct. Yep.
Thank you. That's
yep.
what
and
we're
look,
talking
other
about here.
Other states and territories.
Other states and territories may be a bit different. Sure.
I would think it'd be very close, though.
Okay.
And look, they're basically propelled by an electric motor, one or more wheels. Look, there's size, lengths, heights that that can determine. What is.
Mm-hmm.
Once they get out of those sizes, they can be determined to be an actual motorcycle. And they are beginning to emerge as a bit of a problem.
Sure. Well, there's been fatality, hasn't there?
Correct, yep. So they're a bit of a problem because they're quite powerful and they can do some very high speeds.
Yeah.
And then we also have the issue with people not properly wearing safety equipment, so a helmet. Yep.
Clothing,
so
what have you... What? There's new rules, aren't there?
Look, there is rules. Specifically around who can ride a personal mobility device. So, 12 to 16 years, they must have adult supervision.
Okay.
And 16 years and above can ride them, but certainly no doubling on.
So, a 12 to 16 years with adult supervision is that allowed for doubling?
No
doubling whatsoever.
No doubling.
Okay,
at all.
Right.
No. Yeah, and under 12. Shouldn't be riding some of these devices.
There's enough room for two people to be on. They're pretty long platforms.
They are, and I think that legislation surrounds when they have an accident.
More injuries.
An issue with the injuries, okay.
Okay, so yep. Only one person riding. So they're the rules as such. So you as officers, you see someone scooting along, doubling up, that's against the law.
That's right, they're committing an offence there. And also laws determining where we can ride them, so... They're really meant to be riding on paths and footpaths, shared paths, separate paths, bike paths. So, but local streets with a speed limit of 50 kilometres or less.
50 as in 50. Okay.
That's right.
That's pretty fast, isn't it, on a scooter?
It is quite fast, but we do have issues then with people riding these devices out on our 80 and 100 kilometre hour highways. And obviously that's quite dangerous because there's not much protection around you while you're riding an electric e-scooter.
Yeah, right. Thank you. The word in right. Okay, thank you.
Yep.
And helmets?
Yep, must wear a helmet, bicycle helmet or a motorcycle, an approved motorcycle helmet. And your speed limits are limited to 25 kilometres an hour anywhere. So you do not get over 25 kilometres an hour.
So you use police officers with your guns, your speed guns.
We can detect them, that's right.
Is that right? Okay, there you go. Stay under limit,
and
25.
And if we're on a footpath or a shared path, 12 kilometres an hour.
12 kilometres per hour.
Just to you know...
injuries with passengers, with
other people walking on those pathways.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, in saying that, look, our speed cameras have detected these people on these doing some absolutely incredible
speeds. You're giggling there, but it's so true. Yeah. There he goes.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's scary, you know. Yeah.
Yep, that's right. So they're going through our speed detection cameras and, you know, being clocked at 80 and 90 kilometres an hour.
Yeah.
I saw images of an 11-year-old child riding to school that had... triggered the 60 kilometre hour speed camera. Correct, yep. So
shut up.
So that's something for parents to think about when they're buying these devices is how are their children... how are they managing themselves when they're out on the roads?
Okay, but with the people that sell these e-scooters to the public, they can control the speed, can they not? So if you're saying 50 is a speed limit, but if that's the speed of the vehicle e-scooter...
Mm.
But the law is 25. Why have a 50 kilometres speed limit on the scooter?
Well, the scooters aren't speed limited, so they all range with different electrical motors that can deliver different powers and speeds.
Yeah.
So
the people who make them should bring it down to the speed limit.
From what I understand is there's ones that are up to 100 kilometres an hour.
You've got a motorbike, you've got a car that's 60, 80 zone, 100 zone, but it can go to 200 k's.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the individual, isn't it?
So they need to be responsible and stick to the limits. So
sure.
Yeah, and obviously if you were to have an accident at those speeds, you know, your skull is basically an eggshell. You know, it will shatter.
Helmet, exactly.
And that's why we're starting to see... more fatals with these devices.
Over to Steve, PLO, which way, brother? Have you driven one?
No way.
Never tried it?
Never interests me.
Kids, grandkids, give me a ride? No?
Push bike.
Push bike. Simon?
Yeah, push bike as well.
Push bike, okay. Mm. I will say that I do have a scooter, and I scoot from my place over to the gym, over to Redlands, you know.
Mm.
But it's just transport. Yeah. I'm not... And I don't go fast at all.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying the scenery.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
There it is.
And you obey all the road rules. You know, it's the same traffic tickets that we're writing for motorists or bicycle riders. Mm. You know, you can't use mobile phones. You can't double.
Sure.
You know, you can't speed.
And these rules came out, do you know the date when these rules came out?
Let me have a look there. No, I don't.
Okay, but... When they first came out, scooters have been popular the last 2 years, you could say.
Yep.
Now they're going berserker, they're everywhere.
Yep.
There really were no rules, but because of fatality, legislation stepped in.
Exactly, yep. And look, they're a very economical means of getting around.
Yes, it's a transport.
Yep, exactly, yep.
Treat it that way.
Yep.
Not a speed vehicle.
Yeah, yep. So I've got some figures there.
Please, share the figures.
Look, this is from the Royal Brisbane and Women's Hospital, Princess Alexandra Hospital and the Mater Hospital.
Mm.
2018 to mid-2021. So they had 952 e-scooter-related injuries.
Whoa.
Now, 63% of those were male.
Okay.
Yep, so we're letting ourselves down.
Don't tell me about boats. That's how the boys think.
We're out there taking risks.
Mm. With half-cut singlets.
67% of those were between the ages of 18 and 34 years.
Yep.
Most of the presentations, or over half the presentations, were from Friday to Sunday, which we would understand that's their weekend warriors.
So when you say Friday to Sunday, that's like a party mode weekend.
Mm.
Let's talk alcohol.
Exactly, and that's what I was going to make
a point of.
Certainly drugs and alcohol will affect your ability to drive these devices. And if we've got a scooter that can do at these high speeds and you're intoxicated, it's highly likely you're going to have an accident.
Going to have an accident. So let me ask you this question. See someone speeding, you can pull them over and arrest them.
Yeah.
Charge them for it.
Yes.
But you can do a test at the same time too.
Exactly.
Of course.
Yep. Yeah, and same thing, it's the same charges of the
Yeah, sure, exactly.
driving or drug driving.
So we're talking license?
Yes.
Losing license.
That's right. Yep. Yep. And if Whoa. You don't, yep, definitely court appearances.
Yep.
Yep. And, you know, I would imagine hefty fines.
Simon, I'm joining you. I just hit the bicycle, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. My name's Billy, not Silly.
One of the interesting things with these, with the health statistics there was that the most common injury were head and face injuries.
Yeah.
Okay, so most people, when they're stacking it, their head is first, straight into the
can't hard... Can't put their hands at the break to fall.
The very hard surfaces, yep.
Bite the bitumen.
Mm.
That would hurt, eh? Okay, so your Friday, Sunday account for 54% of all presentations, yep.
Mm.
Most common injury, yeah, facial, you mentioned that. Okay, radio.
Yeah, so look, it's just something for parents to think about. Like, if their children are out, just have that conversation with them. Make sure that they're sticking to those speed limits.
Yes.
Making sure that they're, if they're on the road, that they're stopping at stop signs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they're on the footpath, that they're again, they're 12 kilometres an hour, they're not going over that.
Sure.
And, that great means to get around the city with.
Yep. All right, fantastic. So they're the new rules that apply regarding e-scooters or personal mobility devices, PMD. Yes, acronym. Mm. Let's run with that, PMD. And there's the safety information there and regarding the speed limit, what have you. So there it is. And this is in Queensland only. To the mob, because it's a national program, to the mob in other states and territories, yeah, do check with authorities in regarding the rules and regulations.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. If you own one, know the rules and regulations.
Yeah, there it is. Yep. There it is. So first-year constable, Simon Windler. So 5 weeks on the job.
Yep.
Did you always want to become an officer?
I did, yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
So what were you doing before this, mate?
Well, I tried actually to join in South Australia when I was about 19, but you had to have finished year 12 at that stage to get in.
Okay, Roddy.
I didn't finish year 12, so I ended up going into the Army.
Army, okay. Yeah.
So I was a...
Regulars?
Yes.
Yes.
So I was a fitter in the Army. I did that full-time for just over 8 years and then a bit of reserves and...
With the vision of later on applying again for the police force?
Well, at the time, I sort of thought I'd stay Army sort of forever, but family commitments and that led me to sort of get out of that and then moved up to Cairns from Adelaide.
Yes.
Just for the lifestyle up here, really.
Yep. And what work did you do up here?
I was doing some shipbuilding, so...
Sure.
Working on the ships.
Yep.
And I just sort of missed the... I get mateship of being in the Army and the sort of lifestyle that you have. And thought I'd try for the police up here. At least you're going to stay in Queensland if you get Queensland police rather than go back to the Army and you can get posted anywhere.
Anywhere
in the country.
That's right, exactly. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I got in and it's been great.
Good, so, fantastic.
Yeah.
And in the academy, how long are you in the academy for?
6 months.
Six months.
Yeah.
So about 7-8 months ago, you weren't in the police force,
of course.
That's
correct.
Yeah,
yes.
Thank you. Here you are, new career.
Yep.
Going for Glenn DeLay's job.
In the best station, I might add as well.
Thank you. Yes, there you go. I love me. Who you love? Simon, nice talking to you. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good yarn with you. Thank you, brother. PLO, I want to add anything more to PMD, personal mobility devices, or anything you want to add, brother?
Like the good senior sergeant said, road rules do apply on these devices.
Yes.
Those stats are quite interesting. Just have to spread the news out there.
You're getting on the so-called vehicle to go from point A to point B.
Mm.
You don't want no injuries. No one no broken arm or broken face.
Mm. Well, I was listening to the good senior sergeant's conversation the other day where I think he's pointed out 11 or 12-year-old going through a speed camera.
Yeah.
How do you give that child a ticket? Obviously, you have to give him a caution.
That's right.
But
if you can catch him, that's going fast.
and he's on camera.
Yeah, sure.
He's got
smile, mum.
Yeah,
yeah. I think that one was just a matter of them going back the next day. When school was about to start, and there he was buzzing past again with his backpack. So
there you go. Yeah. Now what school he goes to?
In a 40 zone.
That's right, exactly.
It wasn't too hard to find.
Hey, good yarning with you all. Thank you very much for coming, and we'll talk soon. Big shout out to the crew, the team there back at Edmonton.
Yep.
And keep smiling, and we'll yarn soon, hey guys.
Good on you.
Thank you.
Deadly. A beautiful yarn there with the boys in blue, and that's Which Way Yarning segment. and that's Edmonton Police, and look, proudly sponsored by Piconi. Piconi, local IGAs, and they give us a box of fruit here at Bummer Bipper Media. Good yarn, so very important. The in Queensland, the personal mobility devices, PMD, or we know as e-scooters, the rules are out. So abide by the rules, protect yourself, and no fatality. Need to be careful. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, welcome back to your daily program. Good yarn there with the boys in blue, Edmonton Police and Personal Mobility Devices. We're now going to catch up and have a yarn with Corinne McMillan. Tried to have a yarn yesterday, but got her today. A member for Mansfield and chair of the Community Support and Services Committee. And we're talking about Path to Treaty Bill for 2023. As I said yesterday, I attended the one here in Cairns. Great conversation, and we'll have a chat now to Corinne. Corinne, a very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. How are you?
I'm good. Good to be talking with you. Where are you at the moment, sister?
I'm on Palm Island.
Palm Island. All right, fantastic. Tell us about... well, you're a member for Mansfield, aren't you?
I am the member for Mansfield.
And then chair of the Community Support and Services Committee?
That's it. All right, yes.
Fantastic. So a lot of letters after your name there, Corinne.
Thanks, Trevor. Good morning to your listeners as well.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you very much. So Path to Treaty, tell us in regard to your role in this new bill, 2023.
Yeah, thanks, Trevor. And can I firstly start by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land on which I stand on this morning, on Palm Island.
Mm-hmm.
I acknowledge their elders past, present and emerging.
Beautiful.
And acknowledge all your listeners.
Thank you very much.
The Premier handed down the Path to Treaty Bill during the last sitting week.
Mm.
And we have a number of weeks to consult the Queensland community about the Path to Treaty Bill. Unfortunately, we won't get to every community in Queensland.
Mm.
But we are trying to get to as many as we possibly can.
Yes.
To talk to both Indigenous and non-Indigenous Queenslanders about the bill.
Mm. And so when you say talk to, it's an open forum. It's a two-way two-way street, two-way conversation. So people are quite welcome to have their say and have their piece and what they think of it or how they want to see this vehicle operate. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely, Trevor. So people can come to the public forums. We're doing a lot of listening and not so much talking from the committee.
Yes.
They can also ring me in my office in the seat of Mansfield in the coming weeks, or they can write to the Parliament. There is a parliamentary website, Path to Treaty Feedback, on the bill. So people can choose to provide feedback in a number of ways.
Yes. So, look, very important. So, like, it's now we're talking about a three-year stint here, aren't we?
Yeah. So once the we hope to pass the bill in May in the sitting week, we're taking the whole of Parliament to Cairns in May, where we hope to debate the bill. Once the bill is passed in May, we will embark on a 3 to 4 year journey around a path to truth and healing.
Yes.
So the truth-telling inquiry will begin.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where we can begin, or in First Nations Queenslanders, can begin to dispel the myths around the history of Queensland, the true history.
Yes. I was saying that I attended the one here in Cairns, the other day on Monday.
Oh, good.
And yes, look, fantastic. Great. The big question was, it's only the state of Queensland, which is good because we're leading the way as a state, but where does it sit federally? was the question. And then the other thing is 3 years stint, and while Albanese's holding the reins, come the election time, 3-4 years down the track, if it does change, a new government comes in, do the rules change? Does this get squashed?
So, Trevor, I can't really speak on behalf of any future government.
Sure, but, yes.
Certainly I know the Albanese government are committed to the Uluru Statement from the Heart,
yeah,
and enshrining the First Nations voice to the Parliament, the Australian Parliament.
Mm.
And the Palaszczuk government are absolutely committed to the path to treaty,
yes,
and seeing this embedded in our legislation. So we are absolutely committed to righting the wrongs of the past 235 years.
Yes.
And we believe that the path to treaty is well overdue. 235 years is way too long to tell the truth about Queensland's history and about what really happens to our First Nations Queenslanders.
Mm. Hey, and the other good comment there was at the meeting was, well, we've never had this opportunity before. Let's give it a shot. Let's run with it. And let's, yeah, things don't change if things don't change, so to speak.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, the path to treaty is a negotiation process between, not only between the Queensland government and First Nations Queenslanders, but an opportunity for tribal groups and clans.
Yes.
To establish treaties amongst themselves.
Yeah.
Including our Torres Strait Islander brothers and sisters, making sure that, you know, we've got a clear plan forward,
yeah,
a clear way forward, and that we can ensure that the next 235 years of the lives of our First Nations,
yes,
Queenslanders,
yes,
are better than the last.
So I think it's a good vehicle to, you know, well, to be involved, to have your say, to create a vehicle that's going to run smooth for us all, or on the journey for our future. So,
yes,
so we should embrace it, so to speak, is what I'm saying.
Absolutely, and Trevor, we don't pretend that this process will be easy.
Sure, exactly.
And we know that. But we also know that anything that is worthwhile in life, generally is hard and hard work.
Yes.
But we know that with that hard work and tenacity and commitment, you know, we know that the outcomes can be tremendous for all Queenslanders.
Mm.
And there will be a lot of non-Indigenous peoples whose this.
And there were a lot of non-Indigenous people at the meeting here in Cairns, I will say.
Yes, there were. There,
yes,
were. And you know, we believe that equally for non-Indigenous people, it's really important for them to understand the history of Queensland and,
exactly,
and what really has happened since colonisation.
Well, they say the truth is what we're talking about, you know, and Australia's got a history, black or white, good or bad, but the history is history. We need to own it, acknowledge it, and, you know, it needs to be delivered.
That's right. And to truly go forward for a successful future, we really do need to understand the past.
Yep. Look, a beautiful yarn. Thank you so very much. So, look, attend a meeting that's coming near you. But also you can, if it's not happening in your area, there's social media. We can add to the conversation, can't we?
Yes, absolutely. There's a lot of both social media and opportunities to email submissions,
yep,
through to the Community Support and Services Committee. But if anyone, you know, wants to have a yarn, they can certainly ring my office.
Sure.
And I'll do my best to get back to them.
Corinne, thank you so very much. Good yarning with you. All the best to your team, your family. Stay safe, and we'll yarn soon.
Thank you, Trevor. Thanks, everyone.
Take it up. Bye-bye.
All right.
A beautiful yarn there. That's Corinne McMillan, member for Mansfield and also chair of the Community Support and Services Committee and Path to Treaty Bill for 2023, alive and kicking well. So if you missed out on the meetings near you, you can contact them via social media, webpage, Facebook, LinkedIn, what have you, and have your say. The vehicle is here. They're running with it in regards to having the conversation with our mob. So have your say, a right to do so. So with that, your mob, Trinity Trevor, going to sign off here for today's program. I thank you very much for your company, National Talk Black, a one-hour program, and I steer the program. It is your ship. I just steer the ship, and look, happy to do so. So thank you very much, and thank you to the team here at Bumbay Bripper Media, Board of Directors, Management, and the crew. And also thank you to NERS, National News Radio Service. Team effort, teamwork makes a dream work. The dream is alive, your mob. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. News coming up soon, very soon, with NERS, National News Radio Service. And big shout out to the NERS team. Thank you.